Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access here on the bye week, and joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. First of all, congratulations on the big win over Denver, and a lot of things stand out when you look at it. Your team's ability on third down to get off the field on defense, and again, here you guys are converting big third downs on offense. Fair to say that's a big part of why you won that game?
Yeah, absolutely. That was third and actually fourth down, because there are four fourth down stops in there too on our defense. So it was I think that was a big part of it, you know, and certainly some of the big plays in the game, like the punt return and, you know, a couple of turnovers, but third down was huge.
We'll talk about your tight end, Rob Gronkowski. It seems like he's rolling at full steam right now, and when he's having that kind of production, your offense is pretty hard to stop. But even the mere presence of him alone, the size, you know, where he is in formation, how much does that dictate what defenses do as far as coverage and where they start game planning against you guys?
Well, when we get to the tape a little bit later on, we'll take a look at that, but it's interesting to, you know, the way you see teams, you know, playing Rob sometimes. Mm-hmm. It looks like they just leave somebody on him, and then other times he attracts a lot of attention. I think the big thing is for Tom to be able to just recognize that, and, you know, when we have a good matchup to take it, and when, you know, it's a team meeting around Rob, then, you know, we got to push the ball somewhere else.
All right, here we are. We are in the bye week. Want to talk a little bit about something that transpired last week, a little bit of a reunion around here. You had 22 three-time Super Bowl winners. And did you get a chance to talk to any of the guys? I mean, they were a big part of, you know, what you guys did here early in your career.
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to see a couple of them. Not too many, though. But that was certainly some great years for us. And, you know, the guys that were here for all those were, you know, certainly a special group of guys. And you know, there was a lot of good memories, you know, when I think back to those years and you know, what those teams accomplished and how tough it was. We were in a lot of tough games and a lot of big games, and they had a lot of grit, and they grounded out, and wasn't always pretty, but, you know, we competed hard. Those guys did a great job.
At some point during this crazy game of football, you know, whether you're a player, whether you're in it, you decide to become a coach one day. There are three guys that didn't make it last weekend: Adrian Clem, Larry Izzo, and Mike Vrabel. Was there ever a point during when you were coaching any one of the three, you said, "Boy, this guy's going to make a great coach," or "Boy, he better not get into coaching one day"?
Well, and don't forget Kevin Falk too.
Sure, Kevin. Yeah, that's right. All different levels. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but Vrabel and I had a lot of conversations about that, you know, and Vrabel would say, you know, well, why don't we do this? And I'd tell Mike, look, Mike, when you're a defensive coordinator, then you go ahead and do that. We're not doing it this way. Or, you know, we'd have a play and I'd say, you know, Mike, you know, when you're the defensive coordinator, you'll understand how upset I am about this play. You know, it's like you're a player and it's okay. You're a coach, it's not okay. So, you know, or, you know, be like, third and 37, or, you know, okay, Mike, what do you want to call here? You know, you got
exactly.
All the answers.
Phone the whistle.
What play you want to run now, Mike? You know, you want to call plays? All right, here you go. What, third and 37, what do you want?
So, see, Vrabel would be the one I would pick. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @RonM. Speaking of players, I want to talk about Malcolm Butler, you know, a guy that's, you know, really played his way onto this team throughout the preseason. And there he is in a big spot late in the game, covering one of the better receivers in the league. Malcolm Butler, what did you see in him?
Well, you know, Malcolm's a great story. West Alabama, and believe it or not, they had a couple of the guys in their secondary that were pro prospects. And I think he kind of got lost in the shuffle, if that's possible to get lost in all the talent at West Alabama. But you know, I think the times and some of the measurements on him coming out of college were a little bit inaccurate, but he's a very fast player. But for whatever reason, there were slow times coming out of college. And then after the draft, we had some openings on our roster. We didn't, you know, fill it up with the full 90, and so we had some guys in for tryouts. He was in that post-draft weekend for the rookie minicamp, and you know, showed his skills, and we signed him, and, you know, he's really been on the field playing consistently and getting better ever since.
All right, good stuff. Bye week this week with the Belustrator. No opponent. Maybe we'll take a look at what transpired in that Denver game.
That's it.
All right, sounds good. Don't go anywhere. More Patriots All Access, and then Coach will be back later in the show with the Belustrator looking at the Denver game.